David, first of all, was the difference on the day Naki Wells?
I think it probably was, to be honest. You know, it was a very, very tight game. We had a few chances, I thought, early in the game, and, you know, moving through the first half, and obviously didn't take them. And then, you know, a little bit of that extra special thing, they got their goal, and made it difficult for us to get back into it. They could sit back a little bit and defend what they had. So probably answer your question, yeah, it was probably, you know, a little bit of quality at the top end of the pitch.
Because there wasn't a great deal between the sides, was there, overall?
No, I thought it was a good game. I thought it was a competitive game. I thought it was a real local derby, and, you know, it was a decent game of football. But, you know, it was always on a knife edge. We had, as I said, we had a couple of chances early in the game to, you know, to get our nose in front. I always felt that first goal, as it often is in this league, was going to be really important.
Did you see improvements from perhaps the last couple of games?
Well, there are areas of improvement, and there are areas we're not happy with, and obviously there's a lot of work to be done, and we're very early in the process in regards to what we're doing. But, you know, we don't like getting beat, we don't accept getting beat, and fundamentally that's how you judge yourself. You judge yourself on results, and we're obviously trying to put things in place that, you know, can enable us to get to where we want to be. But it's the start of a long process, and, you know, bottom line is we're disappointed to get beat today. So there are areas that we're happy with, and obviously a lot of areas we're not happy with.
Was that perhaps one contrast between the sides? They are very familiar with each other, aren't they? They've won a promotion, they know each other. You're a young team that is starting to learn a new system. Did that sort of play a part today?
I'm not looking for excuses. No, there's things we need to get better at, and there's things that, you know, we need to improve on. There was things that were okay, and, you know, like I say, we're early into what we're doing here. We're trying to install a system of play, and we're trying to develop a mentality whereby we can win these games and get to the stage where we're coming here at places like this and win games and be consistent in what we're doing. And, you know, obviously getting that goal and getting in front is a big, big part of that, and we didn't manage to do that today.
Could delivery have been better overall? Was that an issue today?
I think there's a little bit of everything. You know, I think we've got to go right back to start and look at the, you know, how we managed to score a goal and what, you know, the factors that are involved in that, and delivery's part of it. You know, getting it in the net is part of it. So, you know, all areas that we need to work on, and obviously continue to, you know, we will continue to work on those.
How's Fabian Brandy? It looked like he was sort of just holding his, maybe a hamstring or something as he came off.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll assess him, you know, obviously over the next day or so and see where he's up to. But we took him off because we didn't want to make it any worse. He complained of his hamstring having a problem there. So, you know, we'll have to assess that over the next few days.
Is that more of a precaution at this stage, would you say?
I really don't. I couldn't comment on that before until we get a better idea actually what's going on.
McFadden came off at half time. Was that a tactical thing, or has he picked up a knock?
No, that was just a tactical thing. That was just we felt we had to get a little bit of experience on the pitch there, and obviously Ryan Flynn bought that.
It is tough on a young guy though, isn't it, sometimes? I mean, he's got a new role, he's playing in sort of the similar position that Kevin McDonald played, and, you know, it can be at times to adapt to that new role can be tough for a young lad, can't it?
Yeah, it's a tough environment, and that's what we need to develop. We need to develop that toughness within ourselves and within the group, and, you know, that's part and parcel of getting better. And, you know, we need to develop that individually and collectively. And, you know, Callum's a great talent, there's no doubt about that, and he'll play a part for a long time to come here, and he brings a lot of attributes. But I just felt today it was the timing was right to take him off.
There's been a bit of talk in the last sort of 24 hours that he was close to signing a new contract. Is there anything you can tell us about that?
I'm not sure about that. I think, you know, if and when Callum does sign a contract, then that will be announced. But, you know, we're not in the business of, you know, announcing things before they're done.
You said in the week that, you know, you didn't feel that getting a striker or an attacking player was necessarily a priority at this stage. Do you still hold that? Does anything change after today? Do you feel like it is more of a priority?
Well, so we're always looking to improve the squad. That's the nature of the game. We're trying to make the people we've got here better, and we've also got to try and add players who we think can help what we've got, and that's a continual process. That doesn't change. That's, you know, that's the way we want to operate. So we're always looking, and we're always, you know, trying to improve our squad, and we're always trying to help who we've got here, and that, like I say, that's an ongoing process, and, you know, obviously scoring goals is part of that.
I have to ask, is anything closer at this stage since we last spoke?
I don't think it's closer. Like I say, we continue to work on it, but I would rather not speak about anything until it's done. You know, I think there's still a bit of work to be done, you know, in order to get players in.